USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As our nation has many knees from the financial and economic fallout of COVID-19, former President Trump's second impeachment will consume Washington this week. Senator John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, said at this point, there's not going to be a conviction. You can read the writing on the wall. End quote. South Carolina woman, Black Lives Matter supporter, and Food Network winner of Worst Cooks in America, Ariel Robinson, had many kids in her foster home. She had tweeted in the past she didn't need to worry about her white kids in the outside world because of white privilege. A recently adopted three-year-old white girl in her charge was murdered on January 14th. Ariel Robinson and her husband, Jerry Robinson, have been charged with a violent homicide. Sarah Thomas broke barriers Sunday night when the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicked off Super Bowl 55. Thomas became the first woman to officiate a Super Bowl in NFL history. Thomas was serving as the down judge in the game. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Let's take a look at the southern border.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration will reportedly issue new guidelines to their agents this week, revising how they handle arrests in a move that's expected to reduce the number of deportations. The new guidelines coming after President Biden's executive order to put a 100-day pause on deportations was blocked by a federal judge. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's reached out to the White House to express his concerns with the new immigration policies. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that he's seeing concerning changes in the patterns of border crossings.
Even before the election, I said, hey, we got to be careful as to how we deal with the borders, because what I'm seeing now at the borders, we're seeing groups coming in. Mm-hmm. You might not see the caravans, but you're seeing large groups of 50 to 60. In fact, in my area, we had about 263 individuals the last week in two large groups. So the thing is, what do you do with those individuals? And then what do we do about deportation? And we have to find balance of what ICE has to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
It's been an amazing year. Amazing year. We got to a good start, 7-2, and then had a little rough stretch where we kind of found our identity and played a lot better football down last December, January. And just really proud of all the guys, proud of all the coaches, the effort we put in. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. So if you want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
Tom Brady completed 21 of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Sunday night, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida.
I think everybody, you know, believed we could win. So, but, you know, I think through the last, really all year we believed in ourselves. Our coaches believed in us. We believed in ourselves. And, again, we were going up against a great team tonight and just happy we got the job done.
Brady, the oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, came away with his 7th championship, surpassing the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots for the most Super Bowl wins in NFL history.
You know, big-time players making big-time plays. So just love what they did, what they added to the team. Gronk's an unbelievable player, teammate, talent, work ethic, commitment, and AB is just, since he got here, he's just done everything the right way. So impressed by him, proud of him. Takes a lot of people for us to get to this point, and we all have great support systems in place, and I think everyone should be celebrating them tonight.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.